Well, what started out as an idea for a written blog, well, has now turned into so much more. And for 1 year, the Good Deacon and I have been producing View from the Pew. And today, the Good Deacon is joining me, and we're going to talk and celebrate 1 year of View from the Pew. This is fun that you're coming in because we're actually getting ready to also record for this week's episode of View from the Pew. So thanks for joining us.
It was like having our son after we had all these girls, and then we had this boy we didn't know what to do with. And I'm like a fish out of water when I came on at the beginning. I feel like you have helped me, and the folks here, Pat Ryan and others, have been such good guides for me to be able to do what I'm doing with you. And I can't be more grateful and thankful to God for that opportunity.
It's amazing that it has been a full year, because I went through and looked, and yes, our very first episode aired a year ago. In fact, it was October 2nd of 2020. And I will say this, I don't want to listen to those early episodes because we've come a long way. We figured out some things on how to do the recordings. We figured out how to get in and out of the different kind of parts of the show. And I think it's really so much better now. I think, Scott, when we first did, we'll say maybe the first 2 or 3 months of our show, it would take us a couple of hours,
right,
to sit down, think about how we were going to lay it out, write it all out. And now, well, not that much long at all. So I want to share with our listeners kind of our first idea of how the show began and how we named it View from the Pew. Because I always had this idea of creating a blog, and it was going to be my blog about what it was like being the wife of a deacon and our view from sitting in the pew, because I would sit in the pew with all of our kids, and our son was 2 years old when you were ordained. But you had been serving for many years before that as lector and MC. So it did feel like there were a lot of years even before that, that, well, I was in the pew by myself. And so then we got to talking about it, and Patrick Ryan, our executive director here at Mater Dei Radio, said, no, that's not a blog, that's a show. And lo and behold, now we have that. So there's a benefit we've always felt as you being a deacon and us as a family with having young kids.
Yeah.
Because we lived life right along with everybody else.
I remember when you actually came up with that, when that struck you, that notion of naming your blog View from the Pew. And I was in a movie theater on business travel waiting for the movie to start. And I was talking to you on the phone, and you told me that, and I typed it into my messages. So that I felt like somehow that was important to remember. And I wrote that title down, View from the Pew. Little did we know that that would come to what you just described 5 years later. And, you know, that is just an affirmation for me. I hold on to that part because it's in these small moments, sitting in a movie theater, waiting for a movie to start, and something profound like what you said was breathed into the beginning of life, and then is now, after 1 year, coming into its adulthood of, if you will, of formation. And I feel like I'm so much more comfortable doing this now than I was at the very first, like you were describing. It was probably more me to get ready and comfortable with it than it was certainly for you.
As I said, it began with just a flash of an idea. And obviously, we are thankful for the blessings we have received. View from the Pew is our weekly show. Comes on at 7:30 here at Mater Dei Radio on Friday evenings. Of course, all of our episodes can be found as podcasts on our webpage. Well, now that we have a year under our belt and looking back at some of our better shows, and we recognize when some of the shows didn't quite flow as much as we'd like, kind of thinking back, what was one of your maybe favorite shows and guests that we had an opportunity to talk to?
Well, in preparation for this interview, we were talking about some of them, and I think the one that stands out for me, so akin to my interest, is when we interviewed Father Spitzer, because he is a scientist in his mind as well as a priest, and that resonates with me as a deacon who has a bachelor's and master's degree in science work. And so I really enjoyed talking with him, and we got, I think, probably a little carried away on our theology and what's the possibility of the physics of the universe And you looked at us like, you guys are crazy at one point when we were really getting deep into the exciting discussion. And Father Spitzer was just full of energy. You could just see him light up like a kid when you'd ask him a question about how many stars are there in the universe. And he just responded with that 9-year-old, I just watched it on YouTube, I'll tell you how many kind of attitude.
Oh, yeah, I'll say this. The two of you definitely spun into an outer cosmos of science and faith that I had difficulty keeping up. And there was a fair amount of editing because your interview, I think, in total was almost 30 minutes, which is the entire length of our show. And that was a lot of fun. For me, looking back, definitely it was the interview I was able to do with Deacon Chris Anderson, who was an English professor down at University of Oregon. We talked about The Great Divorce, that wonderful book by C.S. Right. Lewis. We read it as a station together, and it really spoke to me. And so I wanted to get more insight on that. And of course, he was immediately the one that I went to, one of my favorite discussions. And I found out when we were doing the interview with Deacon Chris, that book, The Great Divorce, was his all-time favorite book ever.
So, and what image struck out in your mind the most, or stuck out in your mind the most?
Well, see, there you've got me caught, because there were so many things about this book that I found absolutely intriguing, and parts that really stuck with me for a long time that I thought about. I thought about them waiting in the bus, people arguing about getting on the bus, about building homes farther and farther and farther away from each other, and that stop that would actually get them to the next level. Of course, you know, people who have read the book, you need to read it. Absolutely. That mm-hmm. was a book that stuck with me. And I'm just so grateful to Deacon Chris for really helping me understand that book even better. It made me love it all of the more. View from the Pew is coming on Friday evenings at 7:30. And we are so excited to be able to celebrate one full year. So looking at all of this whole year that we've been doing the show, can you share with me about, you know, what it's meant to you? How hopefully that this is a show that we get so much out of it.
Right.
Kind of for you, what have you noticed?
I think the most straightforward benefit I get is the affirmation of the gift that you have been given and have been utilized in your role here at Modern Day Radio. And I get to be a part of that. And as the kids say, Dad, you get to be the plus one. What a great title for me, because it affirms in me so much of what our diaconate experience has been, to serve others. And here I feel like I'm able to serve in a deep way my wife, who is most important to me, is my vocation in life. And so by doing this show, just affirms that in my mind so much more. So I love being here to speak and do a show with you, not in spite of you.
Which seems to be so much of our lives when we get a little bit anxious and stressed. We're going to do things our own way. Well, we always have to work against it. Well, Scott, congratulations to us, I suppose. It has been our blessing, I think, most definitely, to share View from the Pew. And it's been a whole lot of fun thinking of a new way every week to introduce you to the audience. So so we hope all of you tune in to View from the Pew. As I said, it comes on every Friday at 7:30, but you can definitely find all of our past episodes. Just head over to materdayradio.com and look up our programming page. And there you'll find View from the Pew and all of our past episodes. Thank you for listening for this whole past year, and tune in again this Friday.